Ladies and gentlemen, these are the stories from the actual cases of the actual files of the actual York County Sheriff's Office. Actually, if you have information that can help solve any of these crimes, call York County Crime Stoppers to leave your anonymous tip at 1-877-409-4321. Now, it's time for Wanted Wednesday.
That is Wanted Wednesday, the musical featuring Trent Ferris, the public information officer from the York County Sheriff's Office. Right now, I'd like to tell you that it's 36 degrees outside. It's cold. I have a sneaky feeling that you're going to need a coat. So get one. Trust me. 12 minutes after 8 o'clock right here on Palmetto Mornings. I'm Patty Mercer.
And I'm Lucas McFadden. The first line of our musical already written for us right there. Thank you so much. We appreciate it. It is Wednesday. It's time for Wanted Wednesday, the first Wanted Wednesday of 2021. Our good friend Trent Ferris, the public information officer for the York County Sheriff's Office, joins us. And Trent, boy, this story here is gaining a lot of attention, the kind of attention we want. But the one day of the year you'd think there's peace on earth and goodwill, it would be on Christmas. But that was not the case in Hickory Grove.
That is correct. And first, let me say this. You know, the folks who are out there, and if you're listening that committed this crime, and to the folks of Hickory Grove and to the citizens of York County, our detectives, violent crime detectives, have a great saying. Lieutenant Joey Wallace has this big stop sign on the wall in his office, and it says, don't stop when you're tired, stop when you're done. And I could say this, since Christmas Day until today, and going to continue, they have not stopped working on this case because it was such a violent crime on Christmas Day. And just know that we are working diligently to find out what happened. And if you don't know what happened, there was a home invasion on Hickory Grove on Christmas Day around 6 p.m. And it happened right there. Right as the Christmas Day was winding down. So in this robbery, this attempt, several items were stolen from within a home, including a handgun, jewelry, and cash. The victims of the crime were elderly. The suspects were driving a dark and colored vehicle that was observed parked near the residence and where the crime occurred. The suspects involved of this violent crime are described as a white female, approximately in her 20s, about 5'8", and around 130 pounds. She had blonde hair. She was wearing a dark blue pants and a black hooded sweatshirt. There was also a white male, 25 to 35 years old. He was tall with a thin build, and the third subject is a black male, about 25 to 35 years old. He also was tall with a thin build. They were all wearing the surgical style masks that we see because of COVID. And what happened was the female comes up to the door and she says, "Hey, look, I'm having car trouble. Can you help me out? I think my radiator's overheated. And he said, can I get a jug of water?" So the male victim in this case went inside on Christmas Day. Of course he would. Got her a jug of water and walked outside and walked down the steps of his front porch. And then as soon as he got to the bottom of the steps, he was attacked by the two males.
This could be anybody's parents.
Yeah, and they were in their 70s.
Yes.
The female, she tried to close the door, and then the black male comes up the steps, and he kicks in the glass door and gets inside. They tie them both up. The victims were cooperative, so to speak. Say, "Hey, yeah, our stuff is over here. Go take it and get out of here, please. Just take it. Don't hurt us." And in this case, the female victim is not doing so well in the hospital. And, you know, last check, she was, you know, really clinging on to life. So, I mean, this is Hickory Grove, rural western York County. And so hopefully somebody, we could use any help right now, any clue from the smallest to the largest to do that, you know, find out who did this. And usually we give out the Crime Stoppers number for that. And you can just still do that, 1-877-409-4321. But we do have a direct phone line to the detectives working this case, and that is, if you want to write this down, I know you may be driving right now, but remember, it's 803 803-280-6246. That's 803-280-6246. That goes straight to the detective with any information that you might have. Also, if you don't feel comfortable, you can still call Crime Stoppers, or you can call the FBI field office in Columbia. The FBI is working with us on this. So,
did they take anything?
Yes, they took some valuables, some jewelry, a handgun, and they actually stole their car too.
So could that be that
the car
that
was recovered?
Traceable.
The car was recovered.
Okay,
further on down the road, by actually the detective working the case when he was on his way to the scene, he saw the car abandoned on the road. So, but we're working every angle. We got the FBI working. We've got every resource at the York County Sheriff's Office to our disposal work in this case to find these violent people.
Yeah, any idea? I mean,
was it just random?
The victims said they had no idea who the people were. And it's really rare that out in the country and, you know, in such a rural area that you have a random act of violence like this.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And so it just goes to tell folks, hey, you know, if somebody comes up to your door,
it's terrible.
We as Southerners and good people want to help people, especially on Christmas Day.
Patty said it best. Of course he did.
Of course. I mean, I can think of many times that this same scenario played out and the person was honest and really needed help. But what is the thing to do? Call 911?
Well, I'll just say, hey, don't open the door.
Don't open the door.
Just leave it closed. Say, hey, I'm going to go inside.
I'll call 911 for you.
Yeah, call the police. They can come out here. You want me to call a wrecker for you? A mechanic, somebody can give you a ride. Just don't open.
Don't open your door.
It, don't open your door. Don't help people, but you want to help people.
And at 6 o'clock,
so it's really hard to tell you what not to do in this case because, you know, good people with good hearts want to help. And in this case, a good Samaritan was, you know, taken advantage of by three violent people we need to find.
Well, hopefully somebody knows something that, again, can help lead to the arrest of these three individuals. Mm-hmm. Again, we know we gave you a lot of phone numbers, but the good news is if you're listening to this in the car or wherever you're listening to this interview, you can always go back and go to WRHI.com, click on Palmetto Mornings, and the interview is there, and the phone numbers will be there.
And all the information is on the York County Sheriff's Office website and everywhere. There's not a place you can't find this number.
All right. Well, we have one more we want to get to.
Sure.
Reminding folks about the scrap metal recycling permits.
Yes. Okay. We have a new way. I know we've talked about this before. A new way, if you're a scrap metal recycler, people who are in construction businesses or somebody who just scraps metal for a living, there's a new permitting process. So if somebody needs a permit to transport non-ferrous metals from wherever you're at to the recycler, you have to get a metal permit for that. And before, it was only 2 days a week where you had to go to our office in Rock Hill right off of Cherry Road and apply for that. And it was only 2 days a week for 4 hours. Now you can apply online. Apply online any day of the week, anytime. The application goes to our code enforcement unit. They will check your application, do a little background check to make sure you're not trying to recycle metal illegally. And then once you get a phone call or email saying, hey, come pick up your permit, you can go right to the District 3 office right there off of South Cherry Road in Rock Hill and pick up your permit, and you'll be on your way. It's so much easier, and I hope everybody that does this, because we used to, I think we talked about it before, we would get 20 applications a week for recycling metal. And so hopefully this will streamline it a lot for folks.
So to simplify?
Simplify and make it easier for the people.
We like that, for sure.
And if you can't find it online, you've got a tip for our listeners. Who do they need to go see? I like that. Get your eyes checked.
Go get your eyes. If you can't find it on YorkCountySheriff.com, you can go to all of our eye associates and see Dr. Oliver. You know, check your eyes. Life is about
your eyes.
Watch your eyes. Go right over there because it is all over the front page. There's two places, you know, right now on the front page. And then if you click on any of those tabs, you can find code enforcement or metal permits or scrap metal. It's right there. If you miss it, you need to go see Dr. Oliver.
Yeah, that's a problem. All right, Trent Ferris, thank you so very much. And seriously, take this opportunity. Even the smallest clue might be the one that makes the biggest difference.